Hello.
Mr. President, I just thought that was a magnificent presentation in connection with the time. You know, you went beyond the court and put it into what the American people were thinking. I just thought it
was. Well, thank you. My wife is really put out. She is so goddamn mad because
I think your wife is mad. My wife wants to talk to me.
Same thing. My Pat says that she did, that I told you that she said she's out in the limb, and so is your wife, and saying we were going to appoint a woman. And I said, God damn it, we did try, but they turned her down. Blame the ABA, not us.
That's what I've been trying to tell Martha here for the last 20 minutes, and I'm not getting across. How are you doing?
Not at all.
You know,
but on the other hand, I do think this. We really threw a bombshell at these bastards tonight, didn't we?
You really did. You know,
what do you think? I haven't watched the TV, or I never look at this sort of thing.
Well, let me tell you.
How's it coming across?
Tell you, they were just so flabbergasted that they didn't know what to say. But the more important thing, the phone calls that are coming in here from all over, you know, from all segments.
Are they?
Yeah. And it's just absolutely true.
About both, even Rehnquist?
Oh, yes.
Of course, that first in his class is what these goddamn snobs, that impresses them. And law clerk to Jackson.
Yes. Well,
that impressed George Meany, they tell me.
I think could be, but
that's
I think the important thing was the fact that he was the lawyer to the president, and I thought you put that.
And I gave him a little bit of a punch there where I pointed out I've been a member of a New York law firm, and he was the brightest guy that I know.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, one thing that's interesting is that I think I may have helped a little on the understanding of the court, respect for law, and all that. Berger ought to have appreciated this speech.
Oh, hell, I bet he's just sitting up in bed with his fever and doing well. I talked to him, but he's not so light. Big plus is all over.
You think it is?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this means we will have appointed John four good men. Everybody recognizes Berger's a good man, Blackman's a good man, Powell, everybody will recognize, and Rehnquist, of course, smarter than the whole goddamn bunch. That's right, and he's on our side, isn't he? Thank God.
No, the reception of it is just unbelievable. Before I left the office, I talked to the reporter, and I was glad to hear it.
Yeah?
And so the commentary was completely flabbergasted.
After the speech?
Yeah.
They were out of their minds, huh? What did Walt say? He must have about died when you told him.
He died a little bit about my letter, but he was very enthusiastic about his point.
Well, good to help. Yes, he's impressed, but he's first in his law class. I'm not a goddamn bit. But you know, I'm more interested in the man. That's right.
But I think you did a great thing for that court.
I really built him up. You know, and I talked about respect for law and whether you agree or not, obey the law and all that.
Well,
and they ought to appreciate it, the bastards.
They should. And you did that in a very, very mild manner. But you got across that point to the American public, which means more to them than all the rest of this nonsense about who was.
Yeah. I think, too, that it was good to get across my law and order point. That got across, don't you think?
This is the point that I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, we'll fight it through now. By God, I'm telling you now, we're not going to take a damn bit of crap from these people. They ought to put this through in a week.
I've talked to Eastland.
What? How's Eastland feel?
And Hruska.
Hruska, I saw tonight. He was there down at the White House. And he said he was for it all the way.
Oh, he's amazing. Vaughn and Bird and Bob Bird, I talked to him.
How'd Bob take it, okay? Be sure to emphasize to all the Southerners that Rehnquist is a reactionary bastard, which I hope to Christ he is.
He is, and they know it too. He's been up for all those
right.
You know, he fought all of our battles,
good.
Civil rights,
good.
And his wives,
Right. One thing that's really interesting, though, John, is that in a pure press sense, it's like China in a lesser degree of magnitude, but China and the Soviet and the other things. The bastards, we completely took them by surprise. They didn't know what the hell was going to hit them. Huh? Didn't that amuse you?
It amused the hell out of me.
We kept it quiet. Right. Anyway, you tell Martha to calm down, and we'll try to get Pat to calm down. But she's so mad. Well, incidentally, we've got to have a woman, John.
I agree with you. I talked to Mother Lily tonight, and I told her that we've been trying to get some thoughts for her.
That's right. She understands it, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah.
She can't go in. Look, if she'd have gone in 11-1 against her, the Senate couldn't have approved her.
Well,
yeah, I know you did. It must have been terrible. Friday would have understood, but I bet she was tough, wasn't she? But how did she feel? She take it all right, finally?
She really understood.
11-1? God damn them.
Well, she understood it. Her analysis of it was complete, and all I had to do was open the conversation. She analyzed it pretty well.
Right. Good.
It's come out all good all the way around.
Okay, John.
And congratulations.
Bye. Give Martha hell.
It's the other way around.